This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. First the attack, now the wait for an anticipated response. The United States carried out a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Yesterday morning, Defense Secretary Mark Esper had put Iran on notice after months of provocations.
The game has changed.
Roughly 12 hours later, a U.S. drone strike killed Qasem Soleimani, the powerful head of Iran's Quds Force and the architect of Tehran's proxy fights through the Middle East. The U.S. blames him for hundreds of American deaths in the Iraq War, and the Pentagon says he was plotting more attacks on Americans. Foreign leaders are warning the world has now become a more dangerous place and are urging restraint. While Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CNN the strike saved American lives, his department's also telling all U.S. citizens in Iraq to leave immediately. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The consuming question now is what next? This as tens of thousands of Iranians chanted their nationalist defiance in the wake of the U.S. military action, and the government pledges harsh retaliation against the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that report.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington.